For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here is your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Survived another holiday season, did we?
We did, and just about made it all the way through with my shirt still on.
And by the way, I want to do a disclaimer that because we do repeat some of these shows, so if you're hearing this and it's like April or August, we still want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Absolutely, and you said it earlier. At this point, I would ask yourself if it's, you know, July or August, how many resolutions did I keep up with by this point?
So, do you even remember them?
Yeah. Well, I lost mine like, you know, by the second day. So yeah. I was in good shape.
First football game was done. All my resolutions were pretty well chopped, but I did bring some with me. Talking about A&A Vacuum Mart, which we'll share as we go.
Ah, good. I'm looking forward to that. Now, listen, guys, if you don't know who this is, you're going to start your new year off very, very well. This is A&A Vacuum Mart. Our family has been in the vacuum cleaner repair and sales business, and maybe I should say floor care sales and repair business, for over 60 years and three generations. This is all I've ever grown up and done, which is great if you're into vacuums. If you're my wife and you need me to work on the car, well, you wish I had learned something else besides just vacuum cleaners. Two stores, Westmobile, we're a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road, and the telephone number there is 661-3549 in Fairhope. My brother Tony's out there. That is about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Old Time Feed. You can watch us every day, Monday through Friday, on Comcast 6 from 7 to 7:30. Please check out our webpage, shoppingforvax.com, and you can go from there to our Facebook page. Please like us, but then even more importantly, check out our podcast version of this show. Jolene Roxbury and the Roxbury Players, they actually set that up for me, and they add a few things extra that number one, I usually forget to talk about on this show because, you know, we're doing this live and just moving on.
Jolene and company make your podcast a true adventure. You never know what's going to come.
Well, that's typical Jolene. You really never know what's coming. But anyway, wonderful podcast. You can hear it anytime, anywhere, if you did miss the show. So please check that out. Now, I know we're going to spend the rest of the hour talking about plenty of vacuums and vacuum-related stuff, but I got to share this. Anybody that's ever heard this show before has heard me talk about my experience with our Jack Russell puppy, and y'all have listened to me talk about him literally since the moment we got him.
The dog that was supposed to stay little?
That's right. He was supposed to be 12 pounds. He was supposed to be Jack Russell Chihuahua mix. And we knew there was going to be trouble because it said Jack Russell Chi, and then they marked out Chihuahua. Oh, no. It said Jack Russell and then B-E-A, and they marked that out and put Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we know what it really is mixed
B-E-A
with.
B-E-A was the first three letters in Beast.
You know, I never look at it, but yeah, it is now. And let me tell you,
you got to bring him up here sometime.
Oh, my gosh. He has a badonkadonk like no one's ever seen before. He knocks over furniture when I get home because he's so excited and he's moving that thing around. But 50 pounds, and it really has been, I can't believe it, a real joy to get to the point we are now. I mean, we literally hated each other. And then I just told my wife, you know what? I'm going to throw caution to the wind. I'm just going to get home. I'm walking him every day. And we did it. And we kept doing it. And next thing you know,
he likes you.
He loves me. And then he gets depressed if I leave. And then no matter what I'm doing, he wants to do it. He's very excited to do it. And if we get scared and we hear a scary noise outside or anything,
mm-hmm.
here's what I can tell you. I may open up the front door, and we'll stand side by side. Now, he's not necessarily going to get in front, but he'll never be 3 feet behind me. So as long as I walk forward, he's like right there with me. You know, two short guys going out there to take them all on. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell him, look, you get low and I'll get lower. But but anyway, so, you know, we were up on a Sunday morning before Christmas. So just let me tell everybody, listen, this is husband and wife stuff. I think we all can dispense with the stuff that we really know is not true, which is you do get in arguments, and the stress level is high, and she is we're doing gifts in the morning, and we're getting a little perturbed with each other, and we're sitting on the couch, and our lovely Riley is quietly sleeping right in between us as we're putting these things together, just totally not paying attention, and of course.
Now, this is Christmas morning.
No, it's not that early. It's a few days out, though.
Oh, okay.
So we're up early, and we're putting this stuff, wrapping it up and putting it up under the tree. And like I said, stress level's high. And what do parents love to fight about? Everybody thinks it's money. It's not. Kids. Mm-hmm. It's always kids. We would have a perfect marriage, except we end up arguing about what some kids should have gotten and didn't get. And, of course, I'm getting angrier, and she's getting angrier, and the voices go from whispers to it starts to raise up into a regular talk. And then we get a little angrier, and all of a sudden, my wife gets a little louder than me, because anytime I think I'm going to get her scared by raising my voice, she just goes up even higher and louder, and then I just go, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Are you sure you've cleared this with your wife?
I have definitely not cleared this with my wife.
So your radio is not going to work this afternoon.
It will not work. Okay. Yes, that is correct.
Just in case. All right. Press on.
Yes. No. There. We have no electricity in the house right now.
Okay.
So we're sitting there. He's sleeping, and she finally gets to the point where she's mad enough. She actually raises her finger up.
Uh oh. You're in trouble there.
And out of nowhere, my dog jumps up. Stands on his back legs, and you know, we know of a dog, barking dog. He doesn't do that, so I'm going to do the best I can with this. But
do I need to turn your mic down a little?
Probably. He emits these noises. So as she's trying to get her point across with her finger raised, he looks her square in the eyes and he goes, "Whoa!" Like, you stop that right now. So I thought,
that was pretty good, David.
I did good, didn't I? So I thought, ooh, there's my shot. I got somebody on my side. So I turn around and raise my finger. And I said, see that? And he looked at me and went, "Boo!" And then she tried one more time. They'd like talk over him. And the more she talked, the more he just got closer to her face and just kept doing that same noise. So we shut up, finished rapping.
Mm-hmm. I would have been laughing by then.
And never discussed it again. So now this dog is now in the process of keeping the whole household under control. I just know that when I come home one of these days, the kids will be cleaning up. And I'll be going, where's that coming from? And they'll go, well, Riley told us to get started. You were on the way home.
You need to buy Riley a white jacket with the black stripes on it, like, and a referee whistle.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And again, you think he's paying zero attention at all. He's listening to absolutely everything. And I really should have known that. But
he might have been mad because you were. He was having a dream that he was in an ocean of milk bones, and y'all woke him up.
Well, I will say, if I'm working at the desk and I don't pay enough attention to him, after a while, he'll just reach over somewhere, go to one of my garbage cans, grab a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and go run off because he's going to shred it. Now, some days I chase, and some days I say, the heck with it. I've got vacuum cleaners. And thank goodness I do. But yes, Mr. Riley was our source of entertainment just before Christmas, I have to say.
And we're going to break now, but I also wanted to tell you that I've written some New Year's resolutions pertaining to A&A Vacuum Art, which I'd like to start sharing when we come back.
I would like to do that. I will brace myself. Guys, you're listening to Talking Dirty with David and Charlie, and we will be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, Charlie, everybody, we are back. Again, this is A&A Vacuum Art. I am David Lord, and my family has two vacuum stores, one in Westmobile, a block west of University at Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number is 661-3549. And then in Fairhope, we are a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98 or Greeno Road. We're across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Telephone number there is 928-9286. And guys, our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday from 8 to 4, of course, closed on Sunday.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're open on Saturday, though, because a lot of times if you're a 9 to 5 or during the week,
sure,
you just can't take care of business. You know, you need to go do it on the weekend.
Absolutely.
All right, I've got some New Year's resolutions. Here is number one, and I'd like to get your reaction to them, whether you think it's a good idea or not.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, number one, if I need a new vacuum or other floor care equipment this year, I will not buy it from any big box store. I think it's a good idea. What do you think?
I think that we should, number one, can we make that a law? I would like that.
Well, legislators might be listening.
Listen, let me just say this. We are so very lucky. I've said it many times on this show. We get, obviously, guys representing various companies that come into our territory.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, some of these people, I don't know if they've ever looked at a map, ever. They're always amazed that we're, like, we have beaches. And I go, you do know we're, like, on the Gulf of Mexico, you know, right around in here? But they just have no idea. So they don't know how beautiful our area is.
Absolutely.
And how magnificent the people are in this area. And so we are fortunate enough to get to have people that come visit us that in other cities, other states wouldn't be as well supported. But let me say this about coming to visit us. My dad said many, many years ago to us, this business can work as long as you boys remember you're here to serve. The minute you forget that, it's going to be over. And obviously, in the new day and age of internet and Amazon Prime and everything else, that is literally taking over. You can now have somebody, you can make a do something, I guess, with your phone. There's an app on the phone. They can go by McDonald's, pick up some food, deliver it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're getting. So in the thinking and the planning between the guys and myself, we went back to our two major companies, Ricar, which is American-made, and Miele, which is German-made. And we went to push the envelope a little bit more. What we want for all of our people here is I want you to be able to buy a machine from us and take all the worry completely out. So forgive me to take a long time on this one, but I'm probably going to take a long time on this one. You go out and you get on the computer and you order something from Amazon Prime and you have it delivered to you. All right, here's what you got.
Comes in a box.
It comes in a box. You got a vacuum, and you probably got a pretty good price on it. And so you know that. Now, here's what you don't have. You don't have anybody to help you with that machine. Everybody is going to get a box with a warranty booklet in there and then a big piece of paper that will say, do not return to store.
Mm-hmm.
The warranty, you can go ahead and look at it. You ought to frame it, the part that explains what the warranty covers and how it's handled.
And the whole thing is fine print.
Yes, it is. But those are the questions to ask. What is the warranty? How is it handled? And this is never a question we ever ask when we're buying things like this because we just assume that it's going to work forever.
That's right. And the warranty is there, but we know it's a good product, so I'll never have to worry
about it.
That's it.
Got a good name. I wish I felt the same way about
And you throw away the box it came in.
I'm the worst at that. That and the receipt. But let's say you keep everything. It doesn't matter. Whatever they've written on the warranty really is immaterial, guys. Let's say you bought an extended warranty while you were on Amazon Prime.
Even worse.
You know why? Because unless there is a company right there that can fix it now, it's useless. If you've got to box it up, mail it off, and wait for them to get to you.
Maybe weeks before you get it back.
You're going to end up buying a new machine. So in our store last year, we came up with a program called the Infinity Vacuum Program. That was nine machines that were the best vacuums in the business with the best warranty and service plans. But then we went further. We went to Ricar and said, listen, our service department is the greatest in the country in vacuum cleaners. It's the best. And we want to use that to yours and our advantage. So here's what we're doing with Ricar. You buy any Ricar. I don't care what model. Whatever the warranty is, let's just take an entry-level piece. Let's say that warranty is 2 years. Okay, you're going to buy the machine from us. You know you're getting a great machine, and you know our company will carry everything for it as long as it is made. Now, again, that's another pet peeve of mine. You buy something, and you go back to buy, a belt, a bag, and guess what? They don't make any of that anymore. Is that frustrating? So what we are going to be selling you is peace of mind for not a penny extra. Again, if my prices can't be the same or beat Amazon, then what's the point of all this? So for the same price is what you would find on any site anywhere, Amazon anywhere, we will sell the same machines, we will back up the warranty completely, and then we have a service plus warranty plan. You don't pay for it extra. Don't you hate those two, buying extra extended warranties that also just don't do anything for you? When you buy this machine, anything that breaks on it, you'll bring it to me, parts and labor, it's covered. But then regular maintenance and service, this is another thing we just take for granted. Any product you buy must be serviced. Anything with a motor has got to be serviced, lubricated, and taken care of from time to time, or it won't last. And that's the big problem with a lot of machines is you buy a car, and if you don't get these things serviced, that car's not going to drive well very long. So those are added expenses you better just go ahead and count on. Not with us. You buy the Ricar, the warranty's there, and then you can bring it for service and cleaning any and all times you want. I'm going to be silly here to make my point. I don't care if you brought that vacuum up to me every single day for 2 years and said, okay, clean it. I'm going to do it every time. We're going to go through it, clean it, service it, make it look, run, and smell like new. Now, where will that benefit everybody? Number one, the machine's always working at peak performance.
Plus, you'll know their entire family history.
Boy, isn't that the truth? It's always running, looking good, smelling good. I've got a lot of my customers. In fact, almost all my customers have pets. And then I've got cleaning people. And sometimes they clean one house that has five dogs, but the next house they're going to has zero dogs. You could drop it by to me. If you said, I've got another house to be at in 30 minutes, we would get it serviced for you. Again, absolutely for free. You don't have to come in with your wallet. I would like it if you did, but you don't have to come in with your wallet. We can get this thing done. Really, the only thing I'll ask you is, when do you need it back? And, again, I'd love to do everybody in an hour. You can't always do that, but that is our goal. So in our service plus plans, any machine in the Ricar line will be covered with a great warranty that we back up and a great service plan any and all times. anytime you want to bring it in, you bring it in, and we clean it and service it for free. So that was a big move. I've gone to Miele with the same thing. Now, I was hoping to come to you on this show and tell you that they are doing it too. They haven't made their decision yet. So I've got one company that is doing it well. So for sure, every machine we would have in our store will beat Amazon or any big box store every time. And then any place you would go will never have the complete warranty and service plan that we will have on our machines.
And you just took care of resolution number three. I won't buy any floor care equipment from Amazon because I can get it for less at A&A Vacuum.
Can we add, or we will send Rocco and Bruno out to take care of the kneecaps?
That's right.
Good resolution.
I have some more if we can share in the next segment. Maybe.
Sounds good. Guys, hang on with us. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Talking Dirty with Dave and Charlie.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back, and this is Talking Dirty with David Lord and Charlie Moss, A&A Vacuum Art. And this is resolution day for us.
And again, this is right after New Year's. For the original show, if you're hearing a late recording, just ask yourself, how many resolutions did I keep? Okay, we've already talked about number one. If I need a new vacuum or other floor care equipment, I'll not buy it from any big box store. And I think the reason for that, David, is that, first of all, the vacuum cleaners are in boxes, generally up on a high shelf.
Yes.
You're lucky if you can get somebody to help you get it down and put it in the buggy. When you get home, you open the box up. Some assembly is required. But even before you start that, there's a note that says, do not return to the store because they don't do any repair work at the store.
That's for sure.
And plus, you don't get a chance to drive it around and try it out.
Boy, and we don't say enough about that.
Well, when you come into your store, David, I saw those two pieces of carpet with, God, I don't know what all y'all had dumped on those rugs.
Yes.
But and a variety of vacuum types and brands that people can actually turn on and pick up some stuff with you like it.
Again, look, I would understand it if we were talking about, you know, look, I'm going to go pick up a cheap vacuum to stick in my, camper.
My kid's closet camper.
So I get it. You're not going to try out the $59 Dirt Devil.
Would you go buy a car that was in a box?
Oh.
That you had to put the seats in when you got it home.
Oh my gosh!
I can't even imagine. If you need work on it, don't bring it back to us.
Yes, and again, I can't say it enough. You know, we were finishing out a built-in central vacuum system, and they're at the stage where almost everything is done, and some people came in to clean the home. Now, I am telling you, this is like the mansion on the Beverly Hillbillies, except nicer, gigantic, and beautiful. And in the lobby, or the foyer, maybe I should say, there was a very well-used Bissell vacuum. And all I could think was, God bless everybody. They're going to roll that thing across the most beautiful hardwood floors, just finished, polyurethane, and roll this across the rugs. And I'm telling you, when they're through, there's going to be more germs spread than were ever picked up and eliminated by the vacuum.
I'm just guessing, but a shudder had to have gone through your body when you witnessed that.
Yeah, could you feel that coming?
That's
on?
Right.
Yes,
I
yes,
sensed it.
Yes. The hairs on the back of my neck were raised, but I shut my mouth. I didn't say a word.
And you know, David, nothing against Bissell, but they have their place.
Exactly. That's it. I mean, I wouldn't have considered it if you were coming. Look, if you come to my house and ask to wash my car with my bucket and my hose and some soap, I'm going to point you to the next house. Mm-hmm. So if you come down with a couple of pieces of equipment that are cool looking, you know what? I might take a chance on you. But but I just can't imagine going into a million-dollar house with a $59 vacuum cleaner that's supposed to clean up this home. And that's the only frustrating part. But, hey, they were there, and I guess after they're gone, they will be using the best vacuum you could get, which is that built-in vacuum flow system, and I guess everything will be all right. So that's the bright side of it.
Well, I wanted to kind of talk about service a little bit. My number two resolution out of my seven.
Right.
If my vacuum cleaner is now held together by bungee cords, and trust me, with Marguerite's cleaning service, we have some of those.
Right.
Smells really awful with a lot of unidentifiable scents and leaves some dirt behind when you try to vacuum it up. I promise I'm not going to throw it away before taking it to A&A Vacuum Mark to get it fixed.
What a great resolution there. And that is so true. Everybody go ahead and repeat that one because that's very important. I don't care what it looks like. And I know, look, I'm one of those people. If I can't get it to work, I throw it. I throw it out. Mm-hmm. I'm the worst at it, and my wife has to stop me from that all the time. And so what I'm going to tell you is, number one, it will not cost you a penny. We will look or time. Mm-hmm. You're going to stop by. We're going to come out to the car and get it. As a matter of fact, if you don't even want to get out of the car, when you pull up, you've seen these, Charlie, there's three big signs in front of our store.
They can even call you and you'll come out to the car and bring it in.
That's what the signs say. Just call us. We'll come out and pick it up, bring it in. We look at it while you wait. That way you know for sure what it would take, exactly how much it would be, when you could get it back. And if you don't want to do it, you know what? There's no charge. We put it back together and take it out to your car. Or if you say, please dispose of it for me, I can do that too. So
if the vacuum's terminal, you can take care of it.
Without question. And then if you have
a dignified burial.
Well, we would. And play taps at the same time. But the thing to remember is you get it to me. And if you're in doubt about, you know, how would it look? Go again to our website, shoppingforvacs.com. Now, that's very important, whether you're shopping for a machine or whether you want to see what our repair service is like. Because, again, on our website, I don't just put a picture, you know, that's all you can do on the internet. Look at picture after picture after picture with description. We have those, but then I have short videos that show you, at least with our repairs, how we do step by step, how we do our repairs, what we do, how it'll turn out when you're through. I've got before and after pictures of these machines, and some of them you're not going to believe that I turned one of them into the other one. Likewise, let me say, you will not believe the vacuum you pick up when it's done is really your machine. You're going to tell me.
You've actually had that happen, haven't you?
It happens on a regular basis. You're going to tell me, no way. No way that's mine. And you're going to be worried that I'm giving you somebody else's vacuum by chance. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, we have not lost a machine, and it will be your machine. And you're going to go home and go, oh, my gosh, it cleans well, one or two passes, and
it
smells
like,
terrific.
It's like getting a new vacuum.
It really is. It really is. And that is, quite frankly, that's our biggest compliments we get, even over any vacuum sale, just the sheer care that is taken by the guys that do the repairs and how well they want it to be when you leave. They want there to be a wow factor. So yes, I don't care how much tape, I don't care what's the matter with it, bring it to me, it's worth me looking at.
Okay, you want to press on with another one?
Let's press on.
Okay. Let me see. I want to get one that we can talk about that we haven't yet.
Sure.
Okay. Even though my house is getting older, and we talked about this earlier in the show, but it bears repeating. Even though my house is getting older, I will investigate this year how A&A Vacuum Mark can install for us a central vacuum system.
Boy, and that.
So it doesn't have to be something that's in the blueprint stage, or doesn't have to be a brand new house.
Correct. We can do existing homes, but The other aspect I want you to consider, there are lots and lots of homes. The home building is doing pretty good right now in this area.
Yes, it is.
And they're going up. But I think what has happened over time is people have come to the conclusion that, you know what, I'll just buy a vacuum and use it in this home. So I've got what I consider pretty expensive homes, $200,000, $250,000, that lots of them are not getting central vacuums in. And I'm telling you why they're missing the boat. Number one, for half a percentage point of that house, they could have the very best vacuum in the business, because here's what a good Ricar vacuum flow system will offer. More suction than any vacuum I could ever show you. We're spending so much time and money and energy talking about HEPA filtration. And listen, HEPA filtration is fantastic. That filters down to a third of a micron. But has anybody seen the water filter commercials? There's one called Zero Water. And you know what? Once you get to zero, what's the point in looking at the other water filters?
Yeah.
So let me say the same thing about central vacuums. Once you get to zero, zero return of any dust or microorganisms or dander or anything that would be bad for allergy sufferers, asthma sufferers, once you get to zero, you don't have to shop anymore. It's over. So getting a rainbow for $3,000 will not benefit you anymore. It's got a third of the suction of a built-in vacuum flow. It doesn't filter as well. It can't hold up as well. And then with a central vacuum system, you have a lifetime warranty. And then we went on and put the same program with it. After the first year of using the system, on or thereabouts, you can call us or we will get in touch with you and set up a day to come out and completely service that system. And you know why I want to do that? Because after people move in, there is tons and tons and tons of cleanup. You move in and you've just started the cleanup. The sheetrock dust, every sub that comes by will want to use and probably try to trash your vacuum. You ever had somebody come work at something at your home and say, okay, where's your vacuum cleaner? I'm going to tell you, it's 100%. They use it and it will be broken. And vacuums were not really made to handle sheetrock dust. So even shop vacs, it'll just rip them to shreds.
Okay, well, I wanted to ask you something. If my house was built in the early 70s.
Yes.
And I just think if I get it retrofitted with a central system, does that mean you guys got to come in and rip out my walls? And do I need to take a week-long cruise so you'll need that long to finish it?
Great point. No. When Steven does this, that's my boy, and that's a thing. We don't hire any of this out. Everything is done in-house. From us, by us, for you. We handle all of it, and there is no subbing stuff out. But yes, Stephen will make it look like it was originally planned in the home. It will be spectacular, and we're actually going to do some television shows this year from the homes of people that we installed while they were there. In fact, they didn't leave the house or anything.
So. As we go to break, about how long on average would the job take?
A day.
Wow. Day and a half tops, something like that.
Yeah. So you're trying to pass. You don't even have to. A day. We'd be done.
Wow.
All right, guys. We're going to be right back. Listen to this awesome music. Till we get back, Talking Dirty, David and Charlie.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, we're back, and I better...
Boy, this hour goes by too fast.
Oh my gosh, it does, and I better give my information out here, or I'm going to get chewed out by my wife when I get home.
For those of you that went through the tunnel during the last segment.
Absolutely,
yes. You missed the best part, sorry.
All right, so for y'all out there, we got two stores. Westmobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. in Fairhope. My brother Tony is out there. It is about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. We're on Highway 98 or Greeno Road. Telephone number there is 928-9286. Check out our web page, Shopping for Vax, shoppingforvax.com. Go to our Facebook page and like us. Check out our podcast. I'm trying to get it all in. And please watch us on our television show from 7 to 7:30 Monday through Friday on Comcast 6.
Now, is it any truth that people come by the shop, you and Tony are happy to give autographs for being a star on TV and all that?
I would do it, but I am always amazed at how many people come in and go, I listen to your show every Sunday, and that is the very coolest thing I can think of.
And we certainly do appreciate you folks. And those of you in Florida and Mississippi and north of the coast, it's worth the drive to Mobile just to come in here.
I will make it worth the drive for you. I promise you.
I wanted to mention something, too. Before Christmas, I was trying to direct people to, if they were trying to find some presents for that person who has everything,
yes,
or some Dirty Santa type presents. And so my wife Marguerite and I came by your place and got one of those Lamborghini.
Yes, yes.
I hope I'm getting
close to pronouncing it. That's perfect.
The Lamborghini air freshener system. That was one that we used, and I cannot remember the brand name of the stick vacuum that you got for us, that you can take it apart. Ready-Vac.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Let me think. What is Wendy? She's my daughter by marriage.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, she's your daughter.
My
good
stepdaughter.
Yes,
anyhow, that present got stolen a couple of times during the Dirty Santa deal.
Good.
Wendy Neal wound up with it. Nothing to do but take it out of the box, make sure everything was all together and plug it in. And we found you push the button and you push it repeatedly and it goes faster
and faster.
And I showed them how to vacuum. I should have been working for you, David. I showed them how to vacuum worked with all the crowd sitting around. And she has fallen in love with that little Ready-Vac. The dog spills some dog food on the floor, or kids, and they've got a bunch of kids. It's a great little vac.
It really is, and I love that three-position switch that raises or reduces the speed of the motor. And then, you're right, it does great on floor, does great on carpet. It's perfect.
And the Lamborghini, even though they told her they can't have an open fire in the dormitory, wound up going to Allie Neal, who is a freshman at Troy,
and she took it
to freshen up. She says her dorm room just really needs air freshening a lot, and I can understand. I was a freshman once.
Yes, I was going to say.
And so anyhow, the gifts were perfect. And, if you got somebody that needs a birthday present and you want something a little out of the ordinary, come by A&A Vacuum Mart before you go to the regular department stores and find something boring there.
I'm so glad you said what you said, because this is a phenomenon that is, I think, incredibly unique to vacuums, and you would never expect it. Every year at the Christmas time, we're always laughing and joking. Everybody does. Everybody comes in our store. Who and why would you get somebody a vacuum for a gift? And ha, ha, ha. It never fails. You find a good little, whether it's a hand vac or a rechargeable vac like that one or a big vacuum. The second someone sees a good one, everybody gets, it's almost gaga over it. I mean, they just, to stop a party and have a good time watching you vacuum just is astounding to me.
Well, I didn't do the whole carpet, I'll tell you.
Well, that did, yes, but, and I would expect you not.
Man, that thing, it was impressive.
I got my my in-laws last year, a product called the Hi-Zero Mop. It is a great product that vacuums and mops floors, and it's just wonderful. And I got it for him. I am telling you, for the rest of the night, everybody wanted to play with it. Everybody wanted to try it and throw some dirt down and pick it up. So again, I mean, literally, kids were stopping opening presents so they could watch somebody mop a floor. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. But I will say our—
Well, I got to tell you, a combo vacuum mop is a unique cleaning
tool. It really
tool.
Is, and it's a great product. But again, I can't say it enough. Our store is filled with products like that, things you would never imagine you would find, especially at a vac store. But it's filled with that, and guess what? You can put your hands on every one of them and try them and see what you think. And I hope that's what Marguerite enjoyed about our store.
Well, I'll tell you the truth between me and you. She really didn't really want to take him to the Christmas party, but it was too late. We were already committed.
Yes. Well, hey, I will take care of her later. I promise you.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a great party, and boy, they just made perfect gifts and added a new dimension to our Dirty Santa swapping. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I've got one more resolution.
All right.
And that is my number 7. I think I've gotten all the rest of them. I will do what I can to help support a locally owned and operated family business like A&A Vacuum Mart. Why is that important?
Well, let me say this.
It's important to you, but I mean, yes, why is it important to all of us?
Well, look, everybody says this. You want to buy here. You want to keep the money here. And really, I would look at it a different way. I want to add something to this, which is as long as they earned it, because doggone it, we better come out and earn it.
Yeah, just being locally owned and operated,
I don't think that's good enough.
By itself doesn't mean much.
Yes. You know what? If I expect you to support me, you got to expect me to support you. So, you know what? Let's make an example. Okay, we got something that is technically not under warranty. You know what? It's my job to figure out how to get that done. And at the end of the day, I say this to all my customers, you know what? I have no problem going to, especially the companies I buy a lot from, and say, listen, I need a favor. I guarantee I never lie to them. I don't have to because they're too good with us anyway. And I say, listen, Mrs. Smith has owned this vacuum cleaner for 5 years, and a year ago the warranty went out, but we got a little issue. They have never failed to work with me on every single issue. So I'm going to ask, I want y'all to support us, consider us for support, make us earn it, and doggone it, that's what we got to get up and do every day.
And join the hundreds of repeat customers, because you certainly do have a lot of folks who
we do have
come
that.
Back over
Thank
and
goodness.
Over and over again when they need things done. Where are you located again, real quick? We're going to wrap up this hour.
Absolutely. Dad will end up taking us home here with Gladys Knight and the Pips. But West Mobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road, 661-3549. In Fairhope, half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, that is 928-9286. Thank you, everybody.
Enjoyed it, David. See you next week.
Yes, sir. He's come to know.
Ooh. He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world. The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's train to Georgia.
Train.
Yeah. Said he's going.